This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The federal government posted some proposed health insurance rate increases on healthcare.gov last night. To be clear, they posted only companies that are proposing premium hikes of more than 10%. As a result, there has been the almost by now required political back and forth about the Affordable Care Act today. But there is something more interesting going on here, and it's happening down in the belly of the insurance industry. From the health desk at WHYY in Philadelphia, Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports that insurers increasingly have incentives to bring price stability to their business.
Back in the day, the pre-ACA day, insurance premiums were crazy. In 1 year, sick people buying their own insurance could see a 39% spike. But if you were young and strong, almost nothing. Insurers can't divide customers like that anymore, says industry veteran Jay Silverstein. Now, they set one price for everyone on the individual market.
When you have one big pool, you have to price towards making sure that you're retaining as much of your book of business and attracting new people in. So ultimately, you have to be very good at managing cost.
The better a company manages those costs, the more stable the premium. But it's tricky, right? Companies must factor in expensive new meds and new customers. And Silverstein says consumers have more choices.
If a company comes out and says, we have a 20% rate increase, I have the chance to shop and enroll with a new carrier.
Under Obamacare, any company looking to increase premiums by more than 10% must post that publicly. Joel Ario, a former insurance commissioner, says public scrutiny pushes insurers to a middle ground.
When I was the Pennsylvania insurance commissioner, I told carriers that I would want to hold a public hearing on rate increases over 10%, and I got mostly rate increases less than 10%.
Ario says eventually insurers will figure out how to run their businesses with more price stability. He shrugs. Does any company out there want to be known as that company with the giant price spikes? I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.